All right, now I have to introduce Mitch Langberg. He's a legal expert, constitutional scholar, Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm. Now, before Mitch says hello, I just want to recap what we talked about during the monologue. In case you just stepped into the car, I need to be sensitive to that because market research shows that not everybody on the planet can get into their car at the exact same time to listen to me, Andy Dean. Although I do dream about a world where that does take place. People do have lives and families and have to run errands. That's fair. Okay, it's fair for a little while. I'll give you a couple years. The point I was making, though, is I came out in favor of the Patriot Act because the LA Times cover story today, I was enjoying my cereal. It was Kix this morning. I was enjoying my cereal, and then boom, right in front of my face, the LA Times runs this massive hit piece against Dick Cheney, federal wiretapping, the NSA, surveillance. We know it. It's the libertarian thing. It's the LA Times. They're an absolute disaster, except the sports section. Those guys do a good job. All right, now, Mitch, I want you to come on. I want you to tell me where I'm crazy. First, I got to welcome to the program Mitch Langberg, constitutional attorney slash genius. How are you, sir?
Hi, Andy. Good. How are you?
Good, 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 good. You sound excited as ever to be on the program, which is very important to me.
Let me ask you first. Are you sure you had kicks? Because you sound like you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs today.
You know, I do like Cocoa Puffs, but I actually eat cereal for dinner as well. But in the morning, I like to have something nutritious like a Kix or Total. Or Life cereal. And then in the evening, as for dessert, as a capper, I usually have a sandwich and then a chocolate cereal like a Cocoa Puffs or even sometimes a Lucky Charms. All right, now, Mitch, before I want to talk about this L.A. Times article. But before we do, you agree the L.A. Times is a bad paper, right?
I don't read it.
It's garbage. Don't even bother getting a subscription. I don't know. I'm the only person who still gets physical subscriptions. Miranda, our producer, walked into my office today. She sees seven physical newspapers and she's like, who still does this? And I'm like, look, Andy Dean is stuck in his ways. Okay, I still like a physical paper. It seems more real to me. Okay, Mitch, let's just jump in. Let's transition from what I had for breakfast this morning to federal wiretapping the Patriot Act and terrorism. Now, where did I go wrong in my analysis? Why am I crazy, Mitch, about why I think that the federal government should be able to listen to conversations as long as there is a non-U.S. citizen target that is potentially engaged in terrorism? So please don't open with Andy Dean. The government could be listening to our conversation right now because neither of us are non-U.S. citizens and we're not talking about terrorism. So they wouldn't have that right, Mitch. Okay, so please hit me with something. Get intellectually down and dirty with me. Go.
What I don't understand is why people that are as conservative as you are fundamental constitutional protectionists when it comes to things like the Second Amendment, but when it comes to things like the First and the Fourth Amendment, you don't care and you'd like to erase them.
Because we pick and choose what we like, Mitch, okay? If I were consistent the entire time, I would have found a more stable career. You got to give me a hard time. Can we just stick with the Fourth Amendment and search and seizure?
Sure. We got to decide what kind of country we want to live in. We have... And through history, we have decided that we put liberty before safety. There's other countries in the world where keeping people safe is the most important. You can go into Singapore and let a 12-year-old kid walk down the street and not worry about them because they've got police on every corner. You're not allowed to chew gum. You can't talk about the government without their permission. People died. We could have saved hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of lives by not fighting the Revolutionary War and living without a First Amendment and living without a Fourth Amendment.
So, Mitch, I apologize. Maybe I, you know, was off in the clouds when you referred back to the Revolutionary War. I was referring to after September 11, 2001, the Patriot Act in the real world we live in, not this philosophical paradise of which 3,000 people died that day. I want to find tools so the NSA and CIA can find people before it happens again. I gave a specific example today of a guy who would have killed hundreds, if not thousands, of New Yorkers on September 11th, 2009. And then the best I get from one of the best geniuses in the country, a constitutional expert, is Andy. What about the Revolutionary War? You can do better, Mitch.
Yeah, but Andy, we don't make these decisions based on isolated, particular circumstances. Otherwise, we'd have no consistency in the law, and our constitutional rights are all supposed to be about consistency. So what do you want to do? Why don't we then just allow the police to randomly search anybody's house right now because we don't know what the terrorists look like. We don't know what they sound like. We don't know what their names are. So why don't we just let them randomly search anybody's house right now for bomb-making materials? And look,
Mitch, you're bringing this to a level that's unfair to me as a potential debater in this scenario, okay? And that is, I'm talking specifically about the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and specifically about the Patriot Act, which says that they can do wiretapping and search, et cetera, and seizure without a warrant, but only if a non-